Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is trading at 687, down 10. Soft July, 555 and a half, down 12 and a half. July corn, 408 and a half, down 8 and a half. September, $4 and a half, down 9. December, 406 and three quarters, down 8 and a half. Go out to July 15, 433, down 8 and a quarter. July soybeans, 1361 and a half, down 26 and a quarter. September, 1149, down 17 and three quarters. November, 1121 and a quarter, down 12 and a quarter. July soybean meal, trading 441.40, down 560. August, 409.60, down 810. July soybean oil, 38.12, down 44. August, 38.18, down 49. August live cattle, 155.95, and they are up 92.5. October trading 157.32.5, they're up 42.5. August feeder cattle is trading at 218.92.5, and they are up 130. September is 219.65, and they are up 82.5. July lean hogs trading 132.27.5, and they are up 55, while August is at 132.82, and they are up 122.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Don Ish he's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning.
I guess Kurt's on vacation, huh?
Yes, he snuck off a few days here to well-deserved trip to, you know, get a little entertainment under his belt.
Is that allowed?
Well, it isn't for me, but I'm not senior enough.
Meanwhile, the market continues to suggest that rain makes grain, it appears.
Yes, it does. And it's that time of year, you know, when the market looks at this July weather and kind of try to decide if this weather is going to be okay for the corn crop. The two-week forecast looks normal. We got a mix of normal temperatures and scattered normal rains in between sunshine. Most analysts are going to begin to estimate yields in the heart of the Corn Belt, and those should be above trend line, and maybe in some cases record. There's some folks out there thinking we could see, a record 14-15 stocks for corn and beans both. Now, this Friday, we do get a USDA U.S. and World Supply Demand report.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and that could be a little bit key to see what did the traditional funds liquidate out of their long corn, and did they add to their near record short wheat or record short bean positions? They'll watch them because the traditional funds can be both long or short, whereas the index funds can only be long. They have to replicate some kind of an index, but traditional funds can go both ways, so they'll look at those numbers pretty close.
So with weather nearly ideal for this time of year, and with crop progress expected to be outstanding again this afternoon, and with that WASDE report due out on Friday, do you think December corn has a three handle before the end of the week?
It wouldn't surprise me. The only thing that might keep it from that would be this report coming up on Friday. Remember, we're awfully oversold right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you talk to any technician, you'll say, man alive, I would hate to come to the party this late now and put a short out here. And there's an old saying that goes back 30-some years, even farther than me, that says sometimes, a lot of times, holidays witness changes in trend.
Right.
So, you know, I'd want to be awfully careful and have very good different reasons for wanting to put a short out at these levels without some kind of a relief to that oversold condition.
Well, Informa put out last Thursday 13.7 billion bushels of corn. It appears that the trade has moved well beyond that number already.
The trade is thinking well beyond that. Now, you know, and this isn't going to be played up yet, but I am hearing some reports of clients up around the Shabazz, Kankakee area, where even though we got the big corn, it's looking yellow because of too much rain, of course. And when you couple that with the cool temperatures, now, if we'd had 93-degree temperatures along with all that rain, you know, the plant would look differently. But a lot of those stalks, they tell me up there, the roots are sitting out on top of the grounds.
I'm here about some yellowing in Iowa, too, some hail damage in Iowa, but it's pretty local.
Oh, it is. That's right. And then you got to figure, well, that may be true at Shabazz or Iowa, but what about all the other places where they don't have it? They'll more than make up for it. It's kind of like a field that has ponds in it. Sometimes a pond's the best thing you can have.
Let's go ahead and look at soybeans. What are you seeing there?
Well, right now we're down 26 and a quarter at 1361 and a half on the old crop. November's 1120 and a quarter. They're down 13 and a quarter. Weekly exports were coming in probably somewhere in that 17. I haven't seen them here yet. Wheat 2 to 5 million, beans and 40 corn. We had deliveries. There were only 3 bean deliveries and no meal deliveries, by the way. There was some lots of oil delivered. And a little bit of corn, but deliveries weren't all that big in here. So, you know, other than the technical consideration, you'd have thought that would have given us a little bit more room to have some kind of a rebound back up. But so far it hasn't kicked in. They're also thinking the USDA is going to keep these crop ratings high with probably 75% good extra for corn and 73 for the soybeans.
If you look at it from a technical standpoint, the big drop last week and then the sideways pattern confirmed the full head and shoulders pattern that it completed it essentially.
It sure did.
But we've gapped lower today.
Yes, but that's okay. It's, the head and shoulders pattern was completed. But if you notice, that was in the November contract.
Right, in the nose.
Where it's most prominent. That's right. So we've completed that pattern. The other thing you got to say about it is that we had what we call a move ending pattern. In other words, you had a move farther down than any other time that has gone before in the recent history of that contract. So I classify that as a move-ending pattern. Okay, so when that happens, what do you say? You say to yourself, golly, how much of a rally can I get back to sell? You know, the bull market is over for right now. What kind of a rally can I look for? What's the best I can look for? The rule of thumb is halfway. And I haven't calculated what halfway back up to the high is, but before we had this big break in here, it would have been 475 in corn.
Okay.
And in the beans, 1439 in old beans. I didn't have it calculated for the November, but I'm going to do that after we finish here because I want to know where those are too.
I would say that if we don't fill that gap by the end of the week, that could be a very, very bearish signal for the potential as a measuring or a swing point moving forward into the harvest season.
Yes, because that'll be a measuring gap.
Yep.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I concur.
In the wheat, even the wheat's is finally giving it up. It had support for quite a while on the concerns in the U.S., but with world conditions reportedly pretty good, even the wheat can't hold up today.
That's right. And, you know, we had had wheat rallying in the face of everything else kind of selling off here, towards last week. But now wheat, like you say, wheat is kind of going along with the rest of the train here. And I don't think that we're too concerned about ongoing harvest and what the number's going to be. We're going to be concerned about the demand side of the ledger on the wheat market. Who are we going to bring in to buy in here? If you look at two different places in wheat, July is kind of a swing month for nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the oversold nature, a few weeks of rally would seem very reasonable to expect here. In fact, the month of July has usually been a period of rising prices in most of the last 10 years. Now, this being a swing month, so a rally now would create bearish timing for the month of August. In other words, you kind of shot your wad here in July if you go too far the other way. So
okay,
a three-week advance to the 680 area, I think, would give me numerous reasons to want to play the short side early next month in wheat.
Don, we'll talk to you again this afternoon.
All right.
Thanks much. That's Don Ish of Well, he is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. A quick look at some prices for you. July corn's 407 and a half, down 9 and a half. December 406, down 9 and a quarter. In November, beans are 1119 and a quarter. Now a half, down 14. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.